show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, here on this Tuesday, live at MTSU. Going to have Derek Mason, Nick Vadiato join us here in just a second. In fact, I think Nick Vadiato is walking over to our table right now and will join us. Joe's got his bag in the way here and all that stuff. So we'll bring him in here. Joe out there, yeah, talking to the people. That's what he's doing. You're a man of the people.
Right? I try not to be, but sometimes it's a calling, you know?
Quarterback Nicholas Vadiato joining us now from MTSU. Nick, how you doing? How's practice?
Practice was good today. Yeah. How you doing? Appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, thanks for having us out here. It's a perfect football practice where the sun is just right over the field.
But yeah, beautiful.
I feel like you guys starting at 7, it wasn't too bad heat-wise.
No, that's what – yeah, I mean, it's not too bad. You know, not a cloud in the sky. It's a beautiful day, honestly. But, I mean, like you said, you start at 7, it kind of helps with the heat. Way better than starting at 9.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's football season. It should be a little hot. You know, you're out here on the grass, you sweat a little bit. It means football's around the corner.
You guys are early in the process when it comes to actually being on the field and practice-wise, but having Coach Mason here, being in the classroom, getting together, bonding as a team, how's that part going? Because I know that's the fun part, kind of getting to know each other.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, it's been super – I mean, it hasn't been more challenging this year, but when you have 59 new guys, it's just going to take a little longer than it normally would. But I think, you know, since guys got here in the spring and guys got here in the summer, we've done a really good job of just, you know – it's not, like you said, it's not even on the field. It's off the field, too. Like, just getting to know your teammates. Like, who are you sharing a locker with? Or, you know, who's your locker buddy? Like, who are you sitting across from? You know, where are they from? Just getting to know them personally. And I think, you know, Coach Mason has done a great job. You know, we've been doing this thing throughout camp where he split everyone up into, like, you know, small groups of 4 or 5 led by a coach or a staff member. And, you know, you just kind of sit there. You get to know your teammate, your coach. And I think it's been really beneficial just trying to, you know, really gel this team together and build some chemistry.
Look, you grew up in South Florida. This heat doesn't bother you, does it?
No, I got long sleeves on. I'm good.
Right?
It feels good out here.
Yeah, it does feel good. We talk about guys leaving and coming and all that stuff like that. After spring game, are the two backup quarterbacks left? Was that right?
Yeah, Kyle Lowe and DJ. We had three, really. Kyle Lowe, Georgia State. DJ Riles also went to Georgia State. And then Jackson Judge, he's a walk-on. He transferred to Tulane.
So, I mean, literally one minute they're here and then they're gone. Yeah. And then you're like, who's coming in next? I mean, it's.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had, you know, Stone, who's a walk-on. Stone's been here. Stone's been here since I got here. Roman and Luther were here in the spring. Got to know those guys really well. Great kids. And then Xavier just came in. Xavier Williams came in, transferred in the summer. But, yeah, I mean, it was weird. You know, I was with Kyle and DJ for 2 years. I mean, those are my guys. You know, those are my brothers.
Yeah.
I love them to death. Just still check in on them. You know, they're doing their thing. And, you know, now we have our group here, and I love our group. I think, you know, Stone's kind of the old head in the room, you know, kind of the one we all call, like, uncle or grandpa or whatever. And then, you know, Roman's kind of like the young, you know, he was 17 going through spring. Waiting to turn 18 until April, you know, and then you got – Luther and Xavier have been great, you know, transferring in. They've kind of just tried to soak everything in, be really good teammates, be really good friends. I mean, I just think, like, you take the football away, like, they're all great human beings, and I think that's why we're all friends. Like, we're all really close, and so I really appreciate that.
We're talking to Nick Vadiato, the senior quarterback here at MTSU. So, basically, what we got going now is the football version of Tinder. I mean, it's like swiping left and right?
I mean, I don't have Tinder, but. Maybe you, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like guys coming and going, and
yeah,
he's going to be here. And
it's
so,
weird. It's weird. I mean, it's
but
like
59 new faces.
I know, and then it's insane. I mean, I think honestly, this is probably fifth day of camp. Still trying to learn guys' names.
Right.
You know? Because even, you know, you had new guys in the spring, new guys in the summer, and then you got a smaller group of new guys right before camp.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's a lot. You know, you're like, you know, you're out there on the field, and you're like, who is that? You know, who's playing outside linebacker right now? I've never seen that in my life. But, no, I mean, listen, the locker room is a really good energy about it. I think it's led by Coach Mason, you know, and 59 new guys is a lot. It's a lot. I mean, it's more guys than NFL roster carries, which is kind of insane to think about. But, you know, listen, I think it's something Coach Mason, you know, he came in. He has a vision.
Yeah.
He wanted to get guys in here. I think we have a really, really strong team, a lot of depth, a lot of talent everywhere, so I'm excited.
Do you feel like as a guy that's been here, you know, as long as you have, that there is that extra just duty of kind of showing, even though it's a new coaching staff and there's a different way of doing things, but being that leader, showing guys, hey, this is how we do it here at MTSU, you know, and also guiding people around campus, because campus changes a lot, it seems.
No, 100%. I think, like you said, even with a new staff, like you kind of have to, you have to be the guy to who people can come to. You know, you got to show them, whether if it's freshman, you got to kind of show them how things are done the right way. If it's transfers, like, you gotta probably, you know, hopefully they know how to practice the right way, how to take care of themselves, you know. And then for them, it's like, hey, like, where is this place that we're all going to go eat out on campus? You know, where do I need to go get a parking pass? You know, if guys want to go to the rec center, hey, where's the rec center at? Like, you just got to – it's simple things like that. They haven't been here. So you gotta, just got to help them out, and you got to be available, I think. You know, along with myself, Holden, Brandon Buckner, Julius Pierce, guys who were here last year who contributed, who are leaders, you know, they've done a great job kind of being that, like, you know, person to go to as well.
Have you found your guy? You know, every quarterback's got their guy.
Yeah. I mean, I think Holden and I have definitely carried over our connection from last year. I mean, that kid is a freaking baller. He can do anything Coach Reeder asks. And I think just in terms of, like, it started in the spring, really, but all of our guys are ballers. But I think Amari Kelly stands out. He's, I mean, smooth route runner. He's fast. He's physical in the air. If the ball's in the air, Amari Kelly's coming down with it. And obviously, I mean, like, what quarterback doesn't want that in a wide receiver?
Yeah.
You know, like, I have full trust in him to be where he needs to be on whatever route it is, whatever concept we're running. I look out there to Amari, and I know, like, he's going to win. Whether it's man, you know, I know he's going to make his right read in zone. You know, I'm fully confident in him doing the right thing. And, like, as a quarterback, that gives you, like, a lot of, like, a sense of ease. Like, that's my guy. I trust him. He's gonna get open.
You like pedal the metal offense? Just go, 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 go?
Yeah, I think I do. I do. I think – but Coach Reeder, I think, does a good job mixing it up. You know, I think a lot of what Coach Reeder wants to do is it's less about how many plays and more about the right play versus the look we're getting, rather than how many plays can we get in a certain game. You know, there's definitely times where, like, you know, we've been doing it where, tempo, you got to go right now. Like, the defense is tired. Get them on their heels. Just snap the ball. O-line, fire off. We get a big gap in the run game. Running backs out the gate. You know, where you just catch the defense sleeping on the outside. You tempo, you have a shot play.
Right.
Amari Kelly, Miles Butler, Kamarion Carter, hey, son, they're running by him.
Love
you
it.
Know, Kellen, Cam, see ya. So it's just, you got to be multiple. You got to be multiple, and that's what makes offenses good.
All right. So you have the microphone in your helmet now, right?
Yeah. I mean, how
this is the first time ever. You've probably never had that in your helmet, have you?
Never.
So is it weird hearing him talk to you?
It is. I mean, I think the first day, like, he's like, you know, hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? And I'm like, where the heck is that coming from? But no, it's. I mean, listen, it's. You know, it's taken. You know, he can talk to me in my ear. Like, obviously, like, it's. I'm pretty sure it's like the NFL. Like, at 15 seconds on the play clock, it'll cut off. You know, but, like, listen, like, he can be in my ear. He'll say the play a few times, and then maybe like, hey, like, you know, we're keying this linebacker on this play, or hey, watch for this boundary blitz right here, you know? Just, like, small little things like that, like, he can see, you know, and I know, like, we're out here practicing, he's on the field, you know, so it might not be in terms of the defense, but it may just be like, hey, you know, bring your slot in a little tighter right here, and you never know, like, how much that can help a angle on a block or trying to stem up the nickel on a route, you know? So it adds a brand new element to the offense.
Are you gonna do that Mahomes thing where just give me the play? He does that right there.
Like. I don't know if Coach Reeder would like that one too much.
Real quick, is he on the field or in the booth?
He likes to go from the booth.
Okay.
Yep.
You like that?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I've never had preference about where coaches are. I think. Whatever he wants to do, wherever he's comfortable at, I'm good with.
Good.
Nick Vadiato is here with us. So I am curious because we're at Titans camp and a lot of them are in the locker room. They're playing the college football video game. Is that taking place here as well?
Oh, 100%. I mean, guys, it's if we're not doing something, you know, if we're not in meetings, at practice, at lift, you know, doing something required by us at the facility, everyone's at home playing the game, playing each other, doing their thing.
Was it weird the first time that you saw yourself on the game?
A little bit. What was more weird was playing my brother and him using me to beat me. it's like that's kind of messed up.
So
my little brother, what is he doing?
I do want to tell you that I started a dynasty.
Yeah.
And I started at middle because I had
Let's go.
Second year, We won the Natty. You were the Heisman winner, so congrats on that.
Thank
so, you know, it
can't ask for much more than that.
No, right.
I mean, come on.
That was pretty cool. Nick, thanks for stopping by. Best of luck this year, and it's going to be fun to watch for
sure.
It
is going to be fun. Thank you so much.
Buddy.
Appreciate
Absolutely.
You guys.
Nick Vadiato joining us here on the program, quarterback of the Blue Raiders. Coach Mason going to join us in hour number two, and much more coming here
is
on
that,
the program.
Is that I haven't played the game yet, but is it weird seeing the guy
kinda,
in the game right here? That's cool.
It's cool.
That's so cool.
like because I've never been on a video game. I never will be on a video game. And like, you know, to talk to people that, like Derek, like, you know, Derek's been on there. I mean, that's like the cool thing. But
that's awesome.
I know it's got to be kind of a thrill for these guys to see that. But we'll have more coming in hour number two. Chase and Big Joe live at MTSU, 102.5, 106.3, the game.